Theatre. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time check, 18 hours, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Government urges caution on former President Lungu's court case and burial. Government engages union leaders to address Lwapula Water Company's concerns. In global news, DRC government says 200 killed after landslide at rebel-held mine. To present the news, I'm Lucille Gondry. Government has cautioned against repeated questioning about the court case and burial of former President Edgar Lungu, saying it is causing further pain to the family. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha told journalists that persistent questions about when the former head of state will be buried are distressing the former first family. Mr. Kabesha has advised that it will be prudent for the public and the media to refrain from such questions until the legal process is concluded. He further explains that government has not yet acted on the family's appeal because it has not received the official grounds of the appeal and therefore cannot determine when the former president will be buried.
The more you ask about Edgar Lungu, you are injuring the family. Please, let them mourn quietly. Let the process come to an end. If you keep bringing out Edgar Lungu every time, people are mourning. Can you imagine if you have lost your child or you have lost your father and people keep asking you about, how did he die? Did you bury him well? Hey, you are injuring people.
Meanwhile, speaking when he toured the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA warehouse in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabesha has assured the nation that the country has sufficient stocks of essential medicines. He adds that government is also expanding storage capacity through the construction of new warehouses in Kavompo and Dwansha.
The drugs are there. I've seen also the drugs. We have plenty of drugs. And why did I come here? We don't just approve contracts without seeing what we approve for. And I've seen that the drugs are here. In fact, the drugs from Egypt, the contract which I approved some time back, the drugs are coming, and I've seen a batch of drugs. What I can tell the nation is that at least we are in safe hands. The issue of the social space where we say wrong things, today I've seen that the drugs are there.
And ZAMSA Assistant Director General Olive Chivola says the agency has strengthened monitoring systems and engagement with suppliers to ensure the consistent delivery of essential medicines to public health facilities across the country. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo has engaged the national leadership of the Zambia Water and Sanitation Engineering and Allied Workers Union to address concerns affecting employees at Luapula Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited. Mr. Nzovo, together with Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga and officers from the Ministry's Human Resources Department, held a virtual meeting with the union leadership, company management and its board of directors to facilitate constructive dialogue and promote a mutually beneficial resolution to the issues raised. During the meeting, the union leaders, led by President Martin Mpundu and General Secretary Moses Mwali, presented a number of concerns relating to non-payment of overtime allowances, the placement of unqualified officers in certain positions, lack of protective attire for employees, and strained relations between management and staff. These concerns were raised following the issuance of exculpation letters to 33 employees who participated in an unauthorized Go Slow action on 17th February 2026. Speaking during the meeting, Mr. Nzovo assured the union leadership that government takes the welfare of employees in the water sector seriously and that a thorough investigation will be conducted to establish a clear understanding of concerns raised by workers through their union. On the union's demand for the managing director to be sent on forced leave, the minister clarified that such a decision cannot be taken prematurely and will only be considered after the allegations leveled against the managing director and the human resources director are properly investigated and established.
So we are trying to see how the utilities can be helped better. We've also asked the utilities to cut their costs, you know, to be efficient in the way they utilize the various funds. So this will be done. Indeed, the General Secretary, you mentioned that this is an election year on grand harmony. And we value your support. Due process has to be done. Salaries have been. We also acknowledge the fact that we may not be in a good place financially. So for me, this is a very successful meeting we've had. I will ask the PM with his team to look at all these other issues very, very quickly, probably within a week.
Opposition Democratic Party President Antonio Mwanza has called on government and the family of late former President Edgar Chagwe Lungu to enter a consent agreement and suspend ongoing court proceedings to allow the burial of the former head of state after a protracted 9-month standoff. Mr. Mwanza proposes that once a consent agreement is reached, government and the Lungu family should immediately appoint a small mutually agreed delegation of respected elders and national figures to mediate and broker an acceptable way forward. He described the 9-month failure to bury the late president as unusual and says a prolonged litigation and public disagreement serve neither the memory of the deceased nor the unity of the nation. Mr. Mwanza has also urged that the tone of engagement shift from confrontation to dialogue and statesmanship to prevent a period of mourning from becoming a source of enduring division. As part of the proposed resolution, the opposition leader is calling for a balanced outcome that upholds the dignity of the family while enabling the state to accord the former president the honors appropriate to his office.
In order to resolve the impasse over the burial of the late President Edgar Chagwe Lungu, we as DPP propose the following as practical steps that should be taken by both government and the family to resolve this issue and bury President Edgar Chagwe Lungu in an amicable and dignified manner. Number one, we propose that the ongoing court processes in South Africa should be suspended immediately through mutually agreed and meaningful dialogue. Matters of this nature are best resolved through wisdom and empathy and not through legal processes.
The Zambia Heart and Stroke Foundation is calling for action to close health gaps in addressing the rising obesity cases in the country. Speaking at the World Obesity Day commemoration under the theme 8 Billion Reasons to Act on Obesity,